Avos, Aber Sefer Shmoyz, which is going to have Yitzias Mitzrayim, also a Brias HaOlam. L'Nivra HaOlam, Ela Bereshis, B'Shvil Yisrael, B'Shvil HaTorah. So Bereshis is a Brias HaOlam, Aber Ve'Ela Shmoyz. Shmoyz is also a Brias HaOlam. Vav is a seminal for the Shekhinah, because it's a simon that the Shekhinah also went down to Mitzrayim. Bemis in the Gemara, when it handles what the Shivim Nafesh, that there was only 69, and there's various Terutzim, Yocheved, or Chushim Ben Don is inside of the Gemara, one man the other says, Yaakov is the 70th, in this Midrashim and Zayrach, which state that it's Kakodesh Baruch who is the 70th. That's the Vav Maisif, the Vav represents the Shekhinah. Now the Shaykhis between Sefer Bereshit and Sefer Shmois, Sefer Bereshit is the Sefer Hanitzira, the Rishonim call it. It's the Sefer of the Zriya. It's the Sefer of the Ovois, Maisa Ovois Sim and Labonim. Sefer Shmois, which is a continuation, it's a Vav Moisid, it's the Sefer of the Tzmicha from that Zriya. It's the Sefer of the Geula from that Zriya. It's the Sefer of the Bonim. It's the Sefer of the Ovois, and it's the Sefer of the Bonim. Zriya brings out to it a Tzah of Tzmicha. Ovois bring out Bonim. From the Bereshis comes the Shmois. Shmois is the Sefer of Geula, which you're bringing out Mikoya El Apoyo. You're bringing out Mikoyach El Apoyo. You're bringing out the potential. There's a medrash in Bereshis Rabbah that says that on the first day of Bria, it says Oyer 5 times. And each one of the Oyer is connected to Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And it's beautiful that the first two Oyeris is Vayomer Elohim Yehi Oyer Vayehi Oyer. That's Bereshis and Shmois. Bereshis is Leigen Arayim, the Gansa Zriya of creating the Bria, and then Vayehi Oyer, Taka brings out the Geula. Now it's called Sefer HaGeula, it's also called Sefer Shmois, but not only that, it's also Parshas Shmois. And interesting, Parshas Shmois first says the names of the Shvatim, and then later on it talks about the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was given the name from Bisi Maskari, Kimin Amayim Mishisiyu. Later on in the Parsha, it's against the Shmeres Sugit, is the Shmoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zeshmi La'olam, Zezichri L'dor Dor, Zeshem Ekeh, Eya She'eya, it's Shmoisov, it's Parsha Shmois, first the Shmois of the Shmotim, then the Shmoy of the Goyal of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then also Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmoy Shal HaShchin is also all in Parsha Shmois, it's the Parsha of the names. Ve'el Shmois B'nei Yisrael HaBoyim Mitzroima, the Ben Ishchai says that Mitzroima, it doesn't say Le'Mitzrayim, it's Mitzroima. Mitzroima meant Goyshem. It didn't mean the whole Mitzrayim. And then after Goyshen, with Goyshen, the Abish descent was Megalgal, that Yehuda should go down first and make a base Talmud, and then Yaakov is there, and the Shvatim go there. And it creates a little bit of a Mokum Kedusha in the whole Mokum of Mitzrayim, where the Klal Yisrael is going to have to be Taka in the Golas. In the Kura Barzal of Mitzrayim, it's first created that the Bnei Yisrael go down to Mitzrayim. He says Mitzrayim is not the whole Mitzrayim, it means Goyshen. Mitzrayim was up to Ben Ishchai, is Gematria Shechina. Mitzrayim is the Matri Shechina, because that was the Ort, that was Goshen, which was the Ort of Ashrois HaShechina. Shechina is 385. In Zoresh Tegayche, that it's the Shlemus, 385, the Shlemus. 1 squared plus 2 squared plus 3 squared, Bechule, till 10 squared, adds up together to 385. And that's Shechina, the full Shlemus of the Eser Sphere is 10. But it's even squared. The shlemus of all the numbers all the way from 10 is 385. And that's Taka Gematria Shechina, and that's Gematria Mitzrayim. And if Hashlemus in the Inyan, Friedman is also Gematria 385. But one thing I know for sure, that I don't know how in Hebrew, in modern Hebrew, how they spell Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi. Vimazogus Mitzrayim, that's not Gematria 385. If you want to bring the Shechina in, the Shechina is Ein Zach. And that's an Anderazach. Haboyim Mitzrayim. We mentioned, I think, that it says here, Vayomas Yosef v'kol echa v'choyla d'orahu, and the truth is, it already said at the end of Parshas Vayichi, the last pasuk in Parshas Vayichi was Vayomas Yosef, v'meyev eser shonim. Otu Yosef is nifter pamayim, and we spoke about Barichas last week, that Yosef is also an Av, and also a Ben. Nisham Roya Eben Yisrael. Yosef is a little bit of a chid of Av. He's the Av of Menashe and Ephraim. On the other hand, he's also the Ben. And we said, Sefer Bereshis is the Sefer of the Ovos. And the end of Sefer Bereshis ends with Vayomas Yosef, the Bechin of Av, Vayomas Yosef. over it's also now it's Sefer Shmois. Yosef is also from the Bonim, so it's by Yomas Yosef Nochamo. So it says all the brothers went down to Mitzrayim. The Yosef Hayav Mitzrayim. Yosef was in Mitzrayim. So Rashi loy biach atzitka shel Yosef. Who Yosef arayes tzayoviv? Who Yosef shayav Mitzrayim ben asamelech the omad b'tzitkoy? It's good to see inside in the Ali Shur Chelak Aleph of the Samaches. He talks about seder and he touches up that seder. A person has to be mesuder. And he teaches up that Seder means that a person through the various trials and tribulations of life, whatever life sends you, there's Aliyahs, there's Yuridus, there's all kind of Haftaot, there's surprises, there's not such Gishmaka surprises, nicer surprises, all the things that life throws at you, someone who is the Seder, someone who is with Seder, doesn't get this fall. He blives in his Avodas Hashem, in his Mishbetzet, where he has to do. He rises to the occasion, he triumphs on the trials, over he blinds with his Savior, he blinds with where he's, how he's supposed to go. And that's what it means for Yosef Hayav in Mitzrayim and all the different kufis, when he's been signed of it, when he was the Yerida in Mitzrayim, in the jail, after when he was Melech in Mitzrayim, Kesader, he was the Savior. They say over from the Vision to Rebbe, there's a Melitza in Hebrew, they say, Hakol Besader. So the Vision to Rebbe said, he says, you don't realize, he said it about Leila Seder on Pesach, that Hakol Baseder, everything you want to Poy Lois, you can get Leila Seder's Brace and Yonam Hakol Baseder. That's what I'm talking about. It's where Mesunder is. We're not in Pashish Mois now, but that's it. Mesunder is Hakol Baseder. I want to say a different Knech. Hakol Baseder. Everything, not Seder of Leila Pesach. Bechlau, a person's Atzlocha is totally in Seder. If he's able to be Oymed in any Matziv, to be Mamshik, what he has to do, he doesn't get with his files from whatever has to happen, that's that Bechim of Yosef Hayyim Mitzrayim. Which is Bechlal, the Indian of Yosef, that Yosef is on the Bitzitka, Yosef is Shoilet, Tzadik Yisoyed Oilom. By Yomis Yosef, V'chol Echa, V'chol Hador Ahu, the Rashbam says that V'chol Hador Ahu means the entire Shivam Nefesh were lifted. And it's a Shtikul Pella, I saw the Maril Diskin asks that there were L'chayr from the 70 that came down to Mitzrayim, we know there were those that went out of Mitzrayim also. Serach Bas Osher, he has Makar that Yechevet, Shol Ben Aknanis, he has rights that those were extra, that they weren't nifter before the Koshi Hashibut started. Demesis Rav Chaim Kanievsky asks much more Archav, he found a few dozen of the Shivim Nofesh from a Yalta in the Parshas Baloyska that says the names of the Shivim Skanim that were in the Midbar, and on the list that the Yalta gives is many, many of the original Shivim Nefesh. So he asks the Kasha on the Rashbam, the Sforna, they learned that Bayomas Kol Adar who means the entire Shivim Nefesh. It doesn't stem with the Galut. Paroi says, Hogon is Chakmoloi, he has a meeting with his Chachomim, Hogon is Chakmoloi, what to do with the Klal Yisrael, 10 Yirbit. The Gemara says in Soita, Daf Yir Aleph, who were the Chachomim by this Eitza? Shloisha Hoyu Ba'oisa Eitza. Bilam, Eoid, and Yisroel. Bilam, she Yoatz. Bilam was the one that gave the Eitzah, so he was Nerag. Eoid, she Shosak, Nidon, be Yisurim. Yisroel was Barach, and therefore he was Zachum with Nebonim, she Yeshu, Belishkas, Agosis. Eoid was Shoisik. He wasn't Bereh, but he was Shoisik. For the Shtika, come to the Oinish of Yisurim. The Taich is because when you have Yisurim, you scream. Because it's Tutvei, it hurts. And that's the Oynish Mida connected Mida to Eoiv. Eoiv was Shoisik. Vosses Gemenschen left. He didn't give a bad answer. He kept quiet. He was Shoisik. Eoiv said, Ketut Vei, what's going on, and that there's an Eitzah, Hovind is not going to plow this role. Eoiv, Okedach Machan Amacho, a Gishrei, a scream. How much of a scream? Vov and Mida, what those Yisurim were. The Yisurim that brought out a Matzah of Setut Vei, Mishvaitnish, Mishrait, that was the Oynish from Eoiv, Sheshosa, Nidin, be Yisurim. Bilam, Rashi Shtel over there, the Chayrav is a shtickle of stira. The Gemara on one hand says in Sanhedrin of Kuvah, darshaning the pasuk of Anshek Domin Umirma Layechtsu Yemeyem. The Gemara darshan said that it's going on Bilam, that Bilam didn't even live more than half of 70, that he died at 33, 34 years old. Apart from Rashi speaks out, it's a machlokes in the Midrash, a machlokes in the Gemara, because if Bilam, like that Gemara, was only living till 33, 34, it doesn't stem that Bilam, who about him, you know, we meet up with him again in the Midbar, the end of the Arboim shown in the Midbar, and if he was here already by the Eitzah, which was, Rashi says he has to be up to 210. I don't know why he has to be 210. The Koshish, she would, was only 86 years. So it could be, was 130, 140. Rashi says, it doesn't stem because he has to be at least 210 if he was Ba'isa Eitzah. The Chalakim, like the Shita said, it's before in various Midrashim and Targum Yonason, that Bilam is Lavan, and he's even a few hundred years old. So those are various Shitas in Bilam. Vayimaru es chayeyem. Vayimaru es chayeyem. Because of the Mariris of the Golos, they went out earlier. So the Gros says, there's a remez, Vayimaru es chayeyem is the tiny amikra is Kadma v'Ozlo. Why did they go out earlier? Kadma v'Ozlo, the Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim earlier than the 400 years that was Nitzra on them. What was the Kadma v'Ozlo? Because Vayimaru es chayeyem. So the Kadma Hadma Ba'azla is Gematria, 190. They went out 190 years earlier. They went out after 210 years, after Lachmanya. Lachmanya is 210. They went out after Lachmanya, and they went out. It was Kadma Ba'azla those 190 years. Why? Because of Ayimaru es Chayeh. Ayimaru es Chayeh, Ba'avoy Dekosho, Bechoymer, Vuvenim. As far as state, what does it mean? Is avoid the kosher, bechoymer, levenim. Choymer means taiva, and levenim means gaiva. My person thinks that he's cool, I love him, he thinks that he's white, he thinks that he's meseder. That's the mochama, that's the mochama sayetzer, bechoymer, levenim. In Zohar state, it's going on Torah. But avoid the kosher is kushya. When a person has a kasha, that's a chelik of lima. The kasha doesn't mean you have a shverkai. The shverkai is a chelik of the learning. Bechoymer is mikal, bechoymer. The levenim is ulibun ha'alocha. B'chol avoyde basode. Basode means braisa, machutz. So it's going all on a melus batoyer. Even in this golus, which is a hashlama from the golus of Mitzrayim, which became an early. There could be sevel and yisurim in the golus, but it could also be neskayim with a melus batoyer. Avoyde kosher, b'choymer, b'veinim, b'chol avoyde basode. Tari wants to make a gzera, he sees them get rid of the kolavena, so he calls the miyaldois, Shifra and Pua, which is either Yocheved and Miriam, or another man, the Yomer and the Gemara and Seika, it's Yocheved and Elisheba, it's either a mother and a daughter, or a mother and a daughter-in-law. And he tells them that they should kill the children. Now there's a pshat that they call themselves Shifra and Pua. Their excuse was to Pari why they didn't kill the children. Pari didn't want the moms to go do it. You can go stand and kill one-year-olds also. Pari wanted that they should arrange it as such. They were the Miyalbos to make sure that the child would die before he's born, and they would say, oh, it wasn't Noila. Their excuse back was that their Shifra and Pua, which the Rashi learns, there's other chapter in the Rishonim, but the Rashi learns, Shevesha Perises of Lad, the Poyal of Lad, which is things that you do after the baby's born already. And that was their excuse. They were saying, you want us to kill them, you know, Ashtila, hey, they're a fish, that no one knows about it because we're the Miyalis. But you don't realize, we're not Miyalis. The Bnei Yisrael are Miyalis by themselves, and our Tafkin is only Shifra and Pur. It's after the baby's born. It's time to be right, he didn't tell us to do it. He told us to arrange it. When we're Miyalis, then we should work it out. Of a name, we're Zen and Shifra of the Pur. We're only Meshaper of the Vlad and Poyal of the Vlad. That's about the Malach Rabbeinu Chananel in Soita Dafid Aleph, that learns Poyal means that they knew a Lechisha. Before the baby was born, if it wasn't coming out, they wanted to poi a certain lechisha. Then it's going, poi means before the blood. But like Rashi, that's what Shifra and Pua means. The Balaturim over here brings, and there's also Maram in the Taras Chaim brings, that Shifra is Miloshin Shvoi Feres. And it was because they knew how, if the baby was born and it wasn't breathing, they had a special kind of Shvoi Feres. Some kind of thing with the baby, some kind of CPR, some kind of a. Of a kone that was able to be menapeach and bring out chiyus back into the blood. Shifra is Taka Oisius of CPR. That's not what it says in the. Vayelech ish mi beis levi, vayitach es bas levi. Amram was noisei doidosoi, frekter amban. How could it be that Amram was noisei doidosoi, the klal Yisrael from the office already? kept the whole Torah. We discussed this by Barichas and Bereishis. How can it be that Amram was noisy that Yosef did not do it? The Ramban in Parshas Toldos, the Ramban speaks out when he discusses why Yaakov was able to marry Beis Achoyos. There's many terutzim, but the Ramban's terutz was that in Chutz Laaretz they didn't keep the mitzvahs, and therefore in Chutz Laaretz he was able to be marrying the Yosef, even though the Yosef is Aser to Yisrael, and they kept the mitzvahs, so not in Chutz Laaretz. That's what's the teretz why he was married Beis Achoyos, and that's also the teretz of why he was able to marry the Yosef. But there's a preliminary question. It's a first Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Nachman Ches asks, oh, Ben Noyach is also Aser B'day Dosa. B'day Dosa is Achoyos Oviv. In Gemara Darshan, there are certain arayas that are also to Ben Noyach. B'day Dosa is also even the Ben Noyach. That has nothing to do with the Ramban's Kasha. The Ramban was asking that a Yid is also in the Ben Noyach, in the B'day Dosa, and the Kalani, so they kept the mitzvahs. So what's the pshat that the Amram, so he says, Chutz Laaretz, he didn't keep the mitzvahs. Oh, B'shem mitzvahs Ben Noyach, Avada they kept. And Achoyos Oviv is one of the Isserim of Ben Noyach also, as I forget the Gemara. So the Gemara Sanhedrin, Taka, Achoyos Oviv is also Osir by Ben Noyach. Or by Ben Noyach, it's only Osir if it's Achoyos Oviv in an Av, in an Eim. It has to be that the mother, that if it's your father's sister, that from both parents. By the way, we know, the Gemara Yevamos Darshan, that for Yisroel, the Yidosli is Osir even when it's only from one parent. And that was the Ramban's issue. Oh, but the finish over here is that Yocheved was not Achoyos Oviv in an Av, in an Eim. Meaning, that Levi had three sons, Gershon, Kehos, and Merari, and he had a daughter, Yocheved. Yocheved, Shenolda Ben Achoynos. They weren't from the same mother. Yocheved's mother's name was Oysa. As I state in the pasuk, Asher Yolda Oysa, the lady of Mitzrayim, the parsha of Aloysa, and the Balaturim, this says in the Daskegan, that was her name. Asher Yolda Oysa, the lady of Mitzrayim. So her name was Oysa. Gershon, Kehos, and Merari had a different mother. So it was only Achoyos Oviv min ha'av. By Ben Noyach is only an Isser if it's min ha'av u'min ha'ein. Ay, Ober Chodsh for Yisrael, it's Osir. That was the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban speaks out that it wasn't Chutz Laaretz and it wasn't a problem. There's a Rambam. In Hilchas Melachim, Perakes, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is discussing Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noyach. We mentioned this Rambam. Adam originally already had six mitzvahs, but not Eva Menachai, because Adam was Bechlal, not Hutar to eat Basar. Noyach was Nitoisav Eva Menachai. And then the Rambam continues, Avraham was Moisif Shachris and Milo, Yitzchok was Moisif Milcha and Maisris, Yaakov was Moisif Mayriv and Gidan Noshe. Continues the Rambam, B'mitzrayim mitzvah Amram, B'mitzvahs Yiseiros. And finally, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashal the Tariyag Mitzvahs. Amram, who was the God of Ador, but Amram was also given mitzvahs in Mitzrayim, the Kesef Mishnah, the Radvazach and Orga, the Rambam Shtel, where are the mitzvahs of Amram and the Chorah? It's mevor in the Gemara Sanhedrin Nishtazai. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, Asorah mitzvahs nitztavu b'morah. In the Midbar. Asorah mitzvahs nitztavu b'morah. Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Hoisifu aleim. Shabbos kibraveim. The dinam. Some of the verses of Baraduma. Nishmayet. 7 plus 3. I thought Amram was moist of other mitzvahs. Then it comes out that there's more than 10 in Morah. In Mitzrayim, it says Amram was already moist of other mitzvahs. And how does it stem with the Gemara Sanhedrin? So I saw once a pshat, what are the mitzvahs of Amram? Amram was mechadish kedushin and gerushin. Because Amram was divorced Yecheved. But it's before the end that when he divorced Yecheved, she went and married someone else. And it's interesting, if Amram is divorcing Yecheved, and the whole purpose is because there was a gzera of paroi, so why is she marrying someone else? So the pshat is, Amram felt that whoever has children already, and that's also, because mechadish that, whoever has children already is supposed to divorce. So it says that meanwhile she, and he was machadish that. Meanwhile she went and married Elitzofon Ben Parnach in the interim. And she had two children named Eldod and Medod. We meet them again in Parshas Baloischa. It's a big machlekes who Eldod and Medod were. Some actually say that it was Amram's two sons from a different wife. Either way, it's Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brothers. But according to the Targum Yonason, when Amram divorced Yecheved, she went and married back Elitzofen. She went and married Elitzofen and Parnach and was Noilad, Elgod, and Medod. So Shtikl Shver, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu was Shlishi Labetin. He was the third child of Yecheved. Like this, he's the fifth child of Yecheved, because she went back afterwards to Amram. And of course, it's Masa Rushosoi, Misha Nisis. But it was in Chutz Laaretz. And he didn't keep all the mitzvahs. And that wasn't one of the mitzvahs that Amram was Machadish. He was Machadish, Kedushin, and Gerushin. He wasn't Mechadish, Isra of Machzor Grushasoy. And that was the Cheshbon over here of Amram. Then she goes back to Amram, and it's Noilad Moshe. Matero Isa Kitoivu. The Gemara says, inside the many Pshatim, one is Mintoiv, something that was his name, one of his many names was Toiv, Tugya. Another Pshat is that it was Noilad Mohu. So why does Kitoivu mean Mohu? So there's a Pshat. Matero Isa Kitoivu. We know that Nila is an Ois. Ris Nila is an Ois. Shabbos is an Ois, and Nila is an Ois. So, Matera Oisoi, she saw that his Ois Kitoivu was already good. It was already Mohu. His Ois was Toiv. Matera Oisoi, she saw that his Ois was Toiv. Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin says, Avad, it was very good that he was Noilad Mohu, because this way they were able to hide him. Azai would be nisparsim from the Mila, that they wouldn't be able to hide him anymore. But it was Toiv, it was good that he was Noilad Mohu, that they were able to hide him. And she was able to hide him back for 3 months. And then eventually it became B'moy Yachla Oyd Hatzfina. She wasn't able to hide him anymore. Now we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was born, there was already this Male Habayis Oyla. The house filled up with light. Now this obviously means some kind of ruchniestic light. I don't know, I saw it in Meshech Chochma, in Gilles Esther. He has a whole cheshbin. You know, Haman was all in his fall that Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar, and he wanted to say Adar is a bad month. And he didn't realize, and he didn't make mechat, that Tzadik Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mamalish Nisayim, and he was also born in Adar. So the Meshech Chochma wants to say that Haman's mistake was, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifer in Zayin Adar, the Etzem HaYoyim HaZeh. But he was born Zayin Adar at night. Or was Zayin Adar. It says, Avadar was at night. It says, Vatero Oysi Kitoyim, when the smell of Havayis Oyra must be was at night. Shragi Batira wouldn't be right. I don't know if it's a Ruch Mystica or but the Meshech Chochma was a question. He said, Avadi was born at night. He stayed with Nismali Abayis Oiro when he was born. And he said that was Haman's mistake. He didn't realize by the Goyish Shechet, which was the night before the day. And that's why Haman made a mistake. So he thought Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Nifter on the same day that he was born. And that was the basis for his mistake. And that's why by Purim we can't go and do it. Lechejim and Purim, we always shlep Sechayis into the next night also. There's Haman Meshech Chochma that, but it's all based on this Chejim. He says, Matei Oisek Itoivu, the Mabayish was the Smali Oiro. Now I saw once brought down, she wasn't able to hide him anymore after 3 months, because after 3 months it was Zayin Sivan. He was born on Zayin Adar, Nisan Iyar Sivan. Zayin Sivan is the Yom of Matan Torah. And we know this school as Hazman, we go through every year when we have a Yom Tov, there's a school of this man. When we come to a specific Zman, it's Mashpia, the Iris and the Yom of that Zman, and it's before and far, but the others from the right, that it's not only L'Avar, it's also L'Asid, meaning not only after there was a Matan Torah, Zayin Sivan has a school as Hazman. Before Matan Torah also, it's all. The Eger was Hamalam in Hazman. The school as Hazman is Zion Ovar and Zion Osir. So when it came Zion Sivan, that's Yoyin Kabbalah Sator. So I had the Pshat was Moshe Rabbeinu was Noida, the Bais was Moli Oira. But they were able to hide the Oira. But when it came Zion Sivan, V'lo Yochla Oira had Sivan. The day of Matan Torah itself, the Oira from Moshe Rabbeinu on the day of Matan Torah, that's already V'lo Yochla Oira had Sivan. Thus kept the Shadish Mahalton. So after 3 months, it wasn't able to hide it anymore. They have the story that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be mamik from a mitzris, and therefore she called him a nekis min ha'ivrius. And she stayed the wash in the Gemara Zaita, Pesha asid l'daber v'ashchino. This is going to be yoinik from a daber tome. Pesha asid l'daber v'ashchino. Interesting ma'isa, in Yerideya, in Simin Pei Aleph, it says, that the emes, you're allowed to, a goit is also allowed to feed a baby, a Yisrael. But it's better that a mitzvah, a kusis, a goit, shouldn't give to a tinoik, because it's metam to galev, and it makes tevara, and you shouldn't give to a tinoik. I'm not sure about a tinoik, has space, huh? But for a tinoik, you shouldn't give. And the gra says, what's the makar for this halacha? He quotes this gemara in Saita, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to drink, didn't want to be meinik. Pesha, osa, the daber, mashchina! That's the makar for this halacha. So in Farshim asks, so he is not able to be made. That's a horror for the halacha. So the Zavibber, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Pshat, Shteita Grace Yisoy in Chinuch. Every person, to his child, to his baby, to his for the Chinuch, to his child, the attitude has to be Pesha also the Davar Mashchina. This is the next God Lador. If state by Moshe Rabbeinu, if not supposed to be made a special loss of Dabar Shechina, that's halacha lemaisa. Fayed Yiddish Akin. That's to be the after of Mechina. Nezuch nishbaks and beinanin. Nezuch pesha os to Dabar Mashchina. So if state by Yisoy Mechina. although I saw the Maratzchias inside him, that's Punk Fakert. He says, Abad, it's a halacha. It's a halacha on the Ikradin, you shouldn't eat the halacha mitzvahs. Give it to the halacha mitzvahs. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not given a farmer. Farmer, you have to come on to a Hezber. Pesha us with the Abar Mashiach. Nothing? Glad by the second. Yeah, but fine, the Bira Gro is quoting the Gemara of Pesha us with the Abar Mashiach on the halacha. So, Rabbi Yaakov, that's the pshat. Because the Makar of the halacha is taken from there. It's interesting, the Ramah Firzois over there, that Avad is better to use the Menekes Yisrael, and then in the Ramah Firzois, and even the Menekes Yisrael, Avad shouldn't eat tray for food. Even the Menekes Yisrael shouldn't eat tray for food before she gives the milk. Of course not. It's also eat tray. So you say, it means if she's a choyla, and she anyways has to, then not be made. So the Tarat Mima wants to say, no, it's going from Fakaritz. V'chein le'toichol Menekes afimu kusis for a muscle. I mean, even if you're using a goita, best man is almost essence trade. Change the gears. Not that a Yisraelis Menekes is better, she shouldn't eat trade. Nevada, she can't. The Chiddush is, Afilo Menekes, Kusif, shouldn't eat Vora Masur. Makoros, Magoris Hashmi, I don't know what the gears was on. You have the Sneh. You have the Parsha. So, Pshat, in the Michtav Seifer, tightens up the gather of the snare. Moshe Rabbeinu was on of Mikol Adam, and the Eitzman now is misgalting and telling him that he's supposed to be the Mashiach Shal Yisrael. He doesn't want, he's not holding thereby. He holds that on of Mikol Adam. Can't him the message of a snare. The snare is the thorns, which is the emes, a semel of a nidra gezach, of a nova. The Eish that's burning in the snare is the Eish of Gaiva. And the Eitzman was sending him a message that the Hini Asneh boy of the Eish Basneh in Enul Kom. In the Pnim, you should lie on of Mikol Adam. Yes, you're the Manik, you're Moshe Rabbeinu, and in the Chitzoy is the Ketsura of the Anhoga, you have to be Mehoid Nisiyus Chavarama, with a fest kite, with a shtar kite. Oh, but don't be worried, Moshe Rabbeinu, that it's Mishter and you're avoided. The Pnim is on of Mikol Adam. The Sneh is teaching you that it's not a Stira. You can glide the Pnim, Sneh, the Ha'esh, Misavid, which is the gaiva that has to be seen, and it's not a steer of asnei in a hukko. It's doable. It's a ganza besima, it's a ganza parsha, it's a ganza sugya, ois the arkit and dos. But it's possible, and that's the message that the Eishta was sending him with the snare. The Eben Ezra brings that the snare is a lotion of Sinai. That's Meshach Shaychi Tar Sinai. The Pasuk says in Zoysa Brocha, Urinsoin Shoich Nisne. A Yosef Atzadik, in the Brochus of Zoysa Brocha, it says, Ritzoyim Shoich Nisne. Zog Rashi, I'm going to give you a Brocha in Eretz Yisrael that you're going to have Nachas Shabuch. Azoyvi the Eibishten, I was Nikola in Mitchilo by the Sne. I'm drinking like something, there's an Indian, bring it back. It wasn't a one time story. There's something Yisoyvis the Gazak in Sne, and it has to do with Yosef, and it has to do with Harsinai. The Eibishter was Nisgala eventually by Harsinai and by Kriyas Yamsuf and with all the Golas, with all the Nisim of Mitzrayim, and eventually it was even a Madrega from Moshe Rabbeinu Vaspatlari HaMe'ila. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Shpitz Darab of Nebuah. The Eibishter is it's a Machloikis. When did Moshe Rabbeinu get the Darab of Vaspatlari HaMe'ila? The Nefesh HaChayim learns that already by the Sneh Moshe Rabbeinu was the Darab of Vaspatlari HaMe'ila. He says, the Eibishter tells him by the Sneh, Shalom Olecha. Al Raglecha explains a kind of lojin. On the shom of a person, the emes is a dover ruchni godol ad ma'oid loyshei magia shamaimo. And if a person wants the picture that his neshama is in his guf, it's not over here. The neshama is a dover ruchni shoroyshei magia lemaila shamaimo. The guf is like a nal. The guf, which is a kisui on the neshama, which is the real you. Well, then actually, the real you is both together. Navisnos. Mentions beit tzadam a guf mita neshama. Over the guf, which is the whole point of the love. It's the arbit between finding the right balance between the guf and the neshama. However, the guf is a now to the neshama. It's a kisui, but it's not a full deck. It's the now. Because it's mamash to the bottom. And Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare, who's coming to the madrega of Aspaklari Amiru, which by definition Aspaklari Amiru means that there's no mechitzis. It's as ah, fest the chlor and the vua, because there's no mechitzis. The vua is ruchni. It's not, doesn't stem with guf. It's not, the nevuah of Aspaklari Amiru, the Eibush is called him shalna olev, take off his shoes. Be mispashit and gansin from the gashmis of your guf, whatever that means, and you're going to be masig nevuah kuloi ba'oifu guchnis. That's what it means, Shalom Aleph. In other Svarim, it's before that only by Har Sinai did Moshe Rabbeinu reach the Dargah of Aspaklari and Eirat. There are all the favors. Lekan, Lekan. But the Chaim of Moshe Klav is learning over here that already by the Sneh was that much raven. Shalom Aleph, be mispashit from Yeguf, be mispashit from the Guf, which is a now, and be massively by the Vuor Ruchni of Kol Kuloi, without a Mechitza, Aspaklari and Eirat. So there was Har Sinai, but there's something unique about Sneh. The Eibush is saying there's a Bezunder Ramayla, but Son Shaykh is Sneh. Zog another hair, Sneh means Imoy Anoichi Betzorah. Sneh is the Eibush is saying, even in a Tukul Matzah, when it's a Sneh, it can also be Ashroes Hashchina. And that's Yosef HaTzadik, that's Mashiach ben Yosef, and that's Bechlal Yosef HaTzadik, that he represents that even in Mitzrayim, Anoichi Eirid Imcha Mitzrayim, Anoichi Elcha Gam Oloi, V'Yosef Yoshes Yodei Alinecha. Yosef represents that Darga, that even in the Golas itself, it could be the Ashras Hashem. Now, it could be Maim and Har Sinai and the Beis HaMikdosh was Gevaldik and Madregis and Asogis. And now we're prepared, where the Golas is Tunkel, is Choshech. Sneh teaches us that even there, as Mezitz, in Avinkel, by a Shtender, a Malert Asugir from Balas Knai, or whatever Sugir I was holding, a person is Mamish could be Maim and Har Sinai. In Sneh. In the Golas. In the Oilam Hazali. That's the Basundra Ashras Hashemina that happened over here by Sneh. That the Eibushter was sending a message of Imay Anoichi Betzorah, that it could be his scarves to Hashem, even in a matzib of Sneh. With Son Sheikh Misneh, which is the Shoirish afterwards comes to Har Sinai, of where you have it even by the Sneh. It's interesting, the Pasuk says the Eibushter is Megalot by the Sneh. And he tells him one of his shemois, it says it three times this name, it's a shaylet, how to say it, Dibazokas, Eker, you know how to say it. However, it's a shame, and the Eibush says it again. This shame is Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey, is Gematria 21. In Tefillin, there are 21 askaras of Shem Hashem, and in two parts of the Tefillin, Tefillin Shaviyat and Tefillin Shalosh, when you have it twice, that's already 42, that's the Shem of Mem Beis Hoseus, and it says that's in the Pasuk three times, that's 63, which we know the Shemus of the Shvatim were 50, and the Shemus of the Ovis are 13 Hoseus, altogether is 63. It's interesting, the Rashbam also says Yisoyvus over here about the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the pasuk of Zeh Shmi La'olam Zeh Zichru L'Dardar, and he says it's a soid, so he doesn't want to be mefarsimit, so he writes it in Atbash, the Oil and Cooking in the Rashbam. The Rashbam writes, and he's looking at some explaining over there why we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yudkei Vovke, but when he described himself as Aleph Hei, and he used it with that shame. And he explains it there, the Ketzorah, but he says it's Grace Soy, and therefore he only wants to say it with Adbash, so you have to work out the letters. But he's explaining that that's the two different kinds of the Shemos. But the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Emes Kuloi Torah. In Tikkun Ezer Shtei, Zeh Shmi La'olam, Zeh Zichri L'Dor Dor. He says, Shmi is 350. But if you add Yud and Hey from Yud Kei Bafke, that's 365, connected to 365 Lavin. And Zichri plus Vav Hey is 248. So the Shilav of Shmi v'Zichri with the Yud Kei Bafke comes out to the Tariq Mitzvahs. Well, Yisrael, Oiraisa, Tariq Mitzvahs, for Kutchabrichu, it's called a Chavu. Now it's interesting that this shame that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu described himself is Lashon Osid. Because the Eibster, when he was Megala in the Sneh, is Shtelling Avek, like we said, Imay Anoichi Betzorah, and he's saying that it's the same Rabban Shalom Sai when it's Nesgala in the beginning and it looks like this at Tzorah, and eventually afterwards when it comes following the Geula. And so saw a beautiful mushroom, and we said that it's called Bereshis, the Sefer Bereshis was Sefer Azriya, and then now it's the Smicha. The Smicha, when a person plants something, that is taking a seed, and the etzim looks like a dover, which you could use it for food itself, you could have turned it into flour, and instead you put it in the ground, and it gets makulko and murk, and it gets in Gansan rekev, and it gets foiled, and it gets fashimel. And a person not understanding that would look at it and see that by Adrab you think mechalkal and hoyrus and machr of something. And from that, it maybe takes a half a year, it maybe takes 2,000 years. Moshal and the Nimshal. But eventually from that Sriya comes the Smicha. And that's the shame, that's why it's a double lushan. Eke asher eke. That's the Abish is saying was what was and what's going to be. And that all that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in the snare, which is a hakdoma to Golus Mitzrayim. And the Eibishter is telling him, Anoichi gam ele, but it's through that message that the kirbas Hashem even when you're in this man. So Avada, we're waiting for the Gola, the Gula, and we're waiting for the Beis Hamikdash. Of his own listen, and even over here, yet by Shtender, can it zukem in the Valdik Madregas Ritzoin Shoich Nisne. We have at the end of the parsha. State. Pari tells them, Loisoi Sifu and Losais Tevin La'om. Stop giving them Tevin. Now, it's interesting. The word Loisoi Sifu is not with a Vav, it's with an Aleph. Loisoi Sifu with an Aleph. It's a Lashon of Asifu. The Medrash says that Klal Yisrael and Yimeschazik and the Golas Mitzrayim were Ma'asef on Shabbosois. They were Nesaf. They made groups. They had a Shabbos Ischaskus, every Shabbos. And they were Mischazik and Nesaf, and they discussed the Geula, they learned Torah, Farmat and Torah, the Ketorah, and they were Misasif. Pari wanted to share that his Asifus. Loi soy Sifun. You can't be Ma'asif anymore. How is he going to do that? Because I'm not going to give you Tevin. Barstaitzich, he's also chaperoning with the Achdus. This Asif made Achdus. And now he's going to chaperon with the Achdus. They're going to have to go gribble and fight. They're going to shrickle Tevin. It's going to cause Meriva and Modoin, and it's not going to be good. But that's all the chaperoning, the Loi soy Sifun. It was his Asifus. And Pari wanted to share the Asifa, the Koyach of Achdus. He wanted to share that it was an Asifa for learning. He wanted to share it, Loisai Sifa. We're an Aleph. Loisai Steven. So the Orbe Dalio says the Indian that Pari was sending them out now to get the Tevin is making the goals much harder. Now, like we said, that's by Yomorer was Chayayim. And because of that, they went out earlier. They went out earlier because the Koshi Yashivud was able to balance out. The Abishim had 400 years, but it was 400 years with a Zadarg of Koshi Yashivud. By making it even harder, letting them even have to go gribble and look for Kevin, it was Makar of the Geula then. But he said, there's more to it. Minei Ubeda, it's Makar of the Geula. Because you have to understand that in the Golas, there's various Nitzoytzes that have to be, that Klal Yisrael has to be Ma'asif. And this Musig of sending them out to get the Kevin is sending them out. It's being Mefazer, the Yidden, even on a bigger darg of Pizur. The Mela, they will ma'asif more and more the what has to be Nesa, the Eiris, the Nitzos have to be Nesa. And that's what Ngolas also now applies from the B'chol, Dalu, Kitzvei, Hegel, and Komenei, Mekoimus. The Pshat is, in order to be Ma'al Nitzos, the person finds himself a place. The Pshat is, he has a topic there to bring out the Ruchnius. And that's what Golas was, when it was, so in Nei Bey, it was the car of the Geula, by the fact that he had to send them out, he forced them to go send out, and he'd even be mispashit and mispazer more. And he brings a very interesting thing to Harry. He says, that Arizal says, Arachayim Kodesh also asked the Kasha, so if Kleisel has a Shver Golas, and well, since we had only Mitzrayim earlier, we had to get Golas again, Yidua, so we're suffering this Golas, and we're in Kol Menei Mekoyimus, we have to be, in order to be Ma'asif. And if Kleisel wouldn't be Chayde, how would then it would have been the Tikkun HaOilam, which would have been through this? He says, no, if the Kleisel would have been on the right Madrega, then it would have been like a magnet. Then it would have worked like an Evan Shayevis, it would have worked like an Evan. So it's not a skew. It would have been a different way. The Balta was in a Tzura of Golas. It has to be that Ataka has to be Nesaf, and Ezra Hashem. Someone happens right.